The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, My Brother, Me, and an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Well, I'm your middlest brother, but for the purposes of this, I'm your youngest brother, too. I'm both. I'm both brothers. I'm the middlest and the youngest.
Yes, because we are without Griffin right now. Don't worry, we're not going to do a whole episode without him.
That would be pretty great.
He's out of town, and rather than just leaving you all hanging, we wanted to put together another best of episode. This encompasses our 31st through our 45th episode, and there is so much good stuff. Bramble Pelt, I think, is in this one. Badoodly Kitten, Chin Deep in Chinchillas, all the classics.
I don't remember any of those bits.
I know. Just wait. You're going to hear about them.
But all of those were animal-based. Do we do a lot of animal-based humor on the show?
All animal and penis-based humor in these early episodes, for sure.
Okay, nice, nice.
We wanted to mention, first off, we'll jump back in with you here in the middle, but we wanted to mention right up front, we're doing a live show in Los Angeles, California, and that's going to be on June 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Downtown Independent Theater. Ticket sales are going to begin May 21st, that's this Wednesday, at 3 p.m. Eastern, that's noon Pacific. And you are not going to want to miss out because they are going to go fast. There's only going to be about 200 tickets available, and they will go fast because we're doing a show with Jordan Jesse Go, double bill, explosion. It's going to be huge, and you are going to want to be there for it because it's going to be awesome. There's one show, and it goes on sale.
And we cannot add more, people.
We cannot add more. So Wednesday at noon Eastern and 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And you can get those at mbmbam.brownpapertickets.com, mbmbam.brownpapertickets.com. Okay. Time for highlights. We'll see you in a few.
Like the Chilean miners emerging
and bust emerging that out every week.
Like Chilean miners.
Is that a reboot? Is that what this is? Are we refreshing the franchise?
This is just celebrating the hardworking miners of Chile.
A what?
This isn't like about anything. I'm just glad that they're there.
Yeah, my spring break's coming up too. You want to maybe go to Chile? Maybe we can go chill on the beaches of Chile.
It's like Chilean miners emerging from a mine. We've returned for another week. A lot of people liked that when I did it right after those famous guys came out. Yeah. So I thought, what if I brought it back? I mean, Chilean miners are still coming out of mines. Like, let's
sure,
not forget,
yeah,
like on
they
the
haven't
leg.
They haven't stopped. I hope.
Right? They're going in there getting butane and gold. I don't know.
They're getting butane? They go down there with just plastic shopping bags and they just scoop up the butte.
Take a chance.
Be open to receiving communications in varying ways. For example, your dream may be filled with a conversation with a dead person, or the dream may be filled with images, colors, or symbols.
I had this dream where I ate a giant sandwich. What do you think Hitler was trying to tell me?
It was very colorful, the sandwich, and symbolic in a way.
Yeah.
As an example, the dead person may say to you, I can't get through to your mother. She isn't picking up the phone. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Let me try that again.
Could you try her for me? Maybe send her a text.
Let me try
you
again.
Sure I am.
As an example, the dead person may say to you, I can't get through to your mother. She isn't picking up the phone. Obviously, there is no spirit phone. You dumb fuck.
You dumb shit.
Hey, dummy. This extends? But it's the dead person's way of saying that they're coming to you because the other person isn't open to communicating with the dead.
And rather than say that, they brought up the complicated idea of a phone.
Travis, listen. There's imagery, there's colors, and there's symbols. The spirit phone is a symbol.
Your mom's don't talk to ghosts. Tell your moms to talk to ghosts more.
Tell your mom to stop being such a prudish bitch. I'm trying to get your noodle.
If I have a dream in which I'm in Pee-wee's Playhouse and all of the talking furniture sounds like Charles Nelson Reilly, what's going on?
Ghost of Charles Nelson Reilly. Is he still alive?
He's trapped at Paul Reubens' house. He's buried underneath Paul Reubens' house.
Paul Reuben killed Charles Nelson Reilly.
Everybody knows that.
Buried him in the cellar.
Yeah, and now he makes the corpse of Charles Nelson Reilly watch him eat dinner. It's really weird. It's a really weird arrangement they have.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved. He would have gotten away with it if it weren't for us meddling kids.
Take a chance. This question was asked by Yahoo Answers user Nat Ilf, who asked, what is the heaviest babby to ever be birthed?
Jesus. Really? Again with the babby?
Again with the babby. Fucking cut it out. She goes on to ask, I am pregnant, due on Christmas, and the doctors say my babby is very heavy. I think they said he was going to be 175 pounds.
What?
Can I do anything to make my babby smaller? I am really worried about the labor.
That's going to be a wicked labor.
You will most certainly die. Your lower section will open up. It will bloom like a flower when you pass that 175-pound man through your lady tubes.
Let's be honest. This guy's wearing her like an inner tube right now. He's just walking around with his mom around his waist.
Sure.
It's vulgar.
He's already applying for jobs. It's pretty awful.
Oh, God.
Is this like an early onset, like, Jack disease? What's going on here?
You think that job market is tough right now? Try going in with your mom with her skin stretched out all around your hands and feet.
I see a human face sticking out of your chest, like, through the skin. What is going on?
We're both applying.
We're competing.
You hire both of us, or you hire neither of us, unless it's a very compelling offer, and then I will consider a late-term abortion. Although... You know what, conservatives? That is one area where if you abort a full-grown man, I think I can get on board with you that should be a crime. When does life begin? I think once you have stubble. I think definitely
at
life
six
has officially
feet.
Begun. At six, yeah.
Sure.
Life begins at 6 feet. How bad? I don't even care about the miscommunication. Like, how bad have you been at weights your whole life? That you don't, like, that doesn't immediately, like, whoa, did you say 175? That sounds like a hefty person.
You only weigh 130 pounds.
Right.
You physically can't, unless your urethra is a TARDIS, there is literally no way that you could have that in you.
It's like the genie bottle, you see.
And I just said urethra as if that was some kind of body part that's involved in the passing of babies through humans.
That is, in fact, the tube that a man's urine goes out, right?
Ladies have them. Don't ladies have them too?
Like I don't know. Anybody know a doctor? So the urethra is where your baby is. So
you're gonna pee out that 175-pound baby through your urethra, and it's gonna be the worst day of your life.
Yeah.
Enjoy, Nat Elf. You're a dead woman.
Take a chance.
My boyfriend and I joke around and call each other by fun pet names like Chump and Punk. What are some names I could call him, or what have you called boyfriends or girlfriends? I usually call my girlfriends Chump or Punk, so I'm fresh out of solutions.
You could combine it and just call him Chunk.
Yeah, or Pump.
Sydney insists on Commandant. Is that normal? Is that okay?
This is my girlfriend. Lord. This is my girlfriend Chunk Pump. I love her very much.
She's very sweet. This is my girlfriend, the Captain. I really love her very much. She's a real sweetheart.
Chunk Pump makes me think of, like, the old-timey way that pioneers used to get cream corn up out of the ground.
Got a deep vein here. This is a nice vein.
It's rich.
Whew.
Let me get out my cream corn dowsing machine.
It's made of cream corn.
Why wouldn't it be? Just like fossilized.
I hold corn. A scoop of cream corn in my left hand, and it leads me home.
More cream corn.
I think we can find some elucidation in the answers that have been provided.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Anastasia responded, Mr. Sweetie Poo, lovey snookums, cuddlykins, huggy bear, love muffin, snuggly pie, boo boo bear, bonbon sugar lips.
Hi, I'm Bonbon Sugar Lips. I'm Professor Bonbon Sugar Lips.
I'm Bonbon Sugar Lips.
The next thing is the best thing I've ever read. Badoodly Kitten.
What? What? Badoodly Kitten?
Say that one more time.
Badoodly Kitten.
Can I get one more? Just take me to the bridge.
A Badoodly Kitten. That would be B apostrophe D oodly kitten. I didn't know that we could just, like, say sounds and, like, mash them together. Like, Braquanja. Like, Braquanja? Like, that's...
Badoodly Kitten. Take a chance. I sense from this email that you guys love each other. I can tell that. I sense a love there. But it sounds like you guys are one good long conversation away from getting this sorted out. Sounds like a convo needs to take place. If it's not going to work out, there's always Griffin. I can give you his phone number. He's super nice. Please, ladies.
Ripe for the picking.
Ripe for the, like a delicious cherry.
One might even say overripe. One might say he's developed some tendencies during his year of solitude that maybe are not so attractive.
Maybe a few bruises on the fruit.
Maybe my rind is a little moldy, figuratively and literally.
Ladies, please. Ladies are guys.
Forms to the left.
Yeah, I'm not so picky anymore. Just anybody. Just take him.
Matchmaker.
Take a chance.
Griff, hit me with a Yahoo.
Yeah, I got one. I've been staring at it the whole show. It's like a deep, dark pit, this question. I think we just got to dive into it, even though we don't know where it'll stop. It was sent in by Goodbye Babylon Babylon, which was that a David Gray song? I don't know. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ruby Heart McKinley, who asks, what are some good warrior cat names?
What?
Excuse me? Need five warrior names. Three names for three black cats, one for a white cat, and one for a brown cat, please. I have no fucking idea what's going on with this question. So
there's far. No more details?
Please that's tell it. There's more that's, details. That's all,
wait a minute.
That's all we've got.
Warrior cat names.
Now, let me read you some of the answers. This one was sent in by Josie J. Feather McCaney, or rather, it was answered. The answer was provided by Josie J. Feather Mulcaney, who...
Hey, there's your first name. Name one. Done.
Who says, I love creating warrior names. Smiley face. Here's some for black cats.
Yes!
Nightshade, Night River, Nightfall, Nightfire, Night Hunter, Shadow Skin, Shadow Lady, Shadow Rose, Shadow Child, Shadow Bird, Shadow Storm, Night Storm, Nightbird, Fallen Shadow, Nightwing.
Oh, Jesus!
Here's some for white cats, lily pad, lily heart, lily moon, white shadow, white claw, white knight, white moon, white rose, white leap, white thorn, snowfall, ice wind, frostbite, frost pool, snow song. Here's some for brown cats, thorn prick, cobra strike, snake skin, viper fang, adder snap, bramble song, bramble prick, briar song, thorn wing, fallen snake, snake bite.
Calicos, you got a calico? Hodgepodge, black and white and orange.
Silly buddy.
Mixed up.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ. Could you read the first name? There's a full page of people providing answers. Like,
could you read the first name for the white cats again? The first name?
No, I can't. There's so many that I can't repeat them.
I'm almost certain it was Lilypad.
Lilypad was one of them.
That is not a scary warrior name.
Hey, Griffin, do you have any ideas on warrior names for brown cats?
Let's see what the other people have to say. Brown cat, bramble pelt, sun fern, sand dust, sandy pelt, sandy mist, sand
bramble
dust.
Pelt,
wait, excuse
tabby,
me?
Tabby claw, sand claw, sandy claw, dust claw, sparrow flight, autumn flight, trout leap, morning dew,
trout
apple, mouse fang,
trout leap,
rose whisker. Like, what the fuck? What is a warrior cat?
This is why I am scared for humanity. Every answer to that question should have been, what the fuck are you talking about?
Aurora song. Like, what are we doing?
This is this horrifying truth that we've unearthed with this show, is that there are whole other worlds.
Yeah.
There are whole other things that don't connect to us. Like, we don't have any vines into them, reaching into them to give us some connection. It's a completely different planet that's just spinning wildly of its own accord.
We had some wild misconceptions about the furry community that I feel like we now understand and totally accept into our hearts and collective minds. But what?
The Bramble Song!
What? I mean...
Bramble Pelt.
Snowy Pelt. Bramble Pelt.
What are we doing here?
Child Jump.
I'm not angry. I'm a little angry.
I'm scared.
I just want to know what's going on. Like, are people dressing up their cats in, like, tinfoil armor and, like, just, like, taking them outside and just yelling, Hidden Mist! Star Chaser! Like,
go!
Here's what I want. I want to see this guy after he picks 5 warrior cat names and tries to get him to all follow him in the battle. Star Chaser!
Go!
What? Bramble Sky, you're just licking your butt.
This is what not a warrior-like attitude, you're Thorn not... Prick.
Oh, God. Take a chance. Apparently you're having babies every year, so maybe with 2 wives you could alternate it and they could at least have a year off.
Yeah, I know you're worried about your wife being worn out, and at this rate she will be.
Like, yeah.
So I would say get a second wife to maybe carry one of the twins. Is that possible?
This. A brood wife.
Yes.
Get yourself a brood wife. And then, like, one can be your society wife. Uh-huh. And then one can be your, you know, your gestating hive queen.
Hi. This is my second wife, Crystal. Chrysalis. Her name is Crystal. It's not Chrysalis. I don't know why I thought that. And her name is also not DX173pon. So don't believe people saying that either.
And say I hello, certainly honey. I have never considered harvesting her jellies.
For Valentine's Day, I got you a second wife in a tank of plasma. And we're just going to use her to harvest organs and babies from.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. What did you get me? Oh, a Stone Temple Pilot CD. Thank you.
Take a chance. This one's by Yahoo Answers user Dragon101, who asks, I'm a dragon.
Okay.
But uh-huh. I don't know how to summon my special skills. I can do some things unordinary. Anyone have ideas? This is kind of new, and also confusing, for my age, that is. I can tell you right now that I'm under 21. Anyone have ideas on what I could do because I'm a dragon, please?
Well, this is the age-old question of, is it a mental thing? Is there a muscle that you flex? Is there an incantation? It's age-old questions, you know?
I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. Like, for me, it's all muscular.
Yeah.
I've had to tone. I've had to develop.
You've had to kegel?
I've had to kegel my dragon muscles to the point where I can, you know, execute my unordinary abilities. But the thing is, 21, you're a little late to the game.
You are. Mm-hmm. You're getting a late start to learning your drachen, as in the old tongue.
Your draconic
abilities.
Because, I mean, that's a weird age, dragon puberty. Like, I hit mine in middle school. I was kind of an early bloomer. Mm-hmm.
I hit mine, of course,
in the
third age, but it was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just became so terrified because I just realized that dragons have learned to use the internet.
Holy
and we've lost
shit.
Our one vantage.
Travis, one thing we had that they didn't.
I don't know how to break this to you, but 1 out of every 4 people you talk to or meet on the internet is a dragon.
Holy shit. Is that a velociraptor noise?
Travis, oh shit. Travis is one of them. I didn't know this was a dragon cast.
If dragons aren't using the internet, then explain TMZ. You can't. It can't be done.
Fuck.
It was made by gossip by dragons for dragons.
Perez Hilton, half dragon.
What does a dragon keyboard look like? Do you think it has runes? I think it has runes.
I think it's very runic.
I think it's made out of, like, loot. Just like
it's made out of essentials. What?
What?
Made out of loot. Like, dragon loot. Dragons have hordes, right? Just full of, like, jewels and gold.
Travis, a loot. Oh, L-O-O-T, not L-U-T.
Yeah. He did, no. You think he made it meant several little stringed instruments? Like, that's what his keyboard was made out of?
I couldn't.
Like Sting? Like Sting plays?
Yes.
Sting's a dragon?
This one was sent in by Matt Warren. Thank you, Matt Warren. It's by Yahoo Answers user Megan, who asks, I need help naming my chinchilla breeding business. Hello. I am looking into breeding chinchillas, but I need a name for my company. I want it to be something elegant and pretty, and the last word needs to be chinchillas or exotics. I don't want anything that says Megan's or Ontario's, etc. I also don't want silly names like Chinny Chin Chins. That's the best.
That's the best one, though.
It needs to sound sophisticated. For example, some names I like are Blue Moon Chinchillas, Blue Moon Exotics, Autumn Breeze Chinchillas, Autumn Breeze Exotics, White Rose Chinchillas, White Rose Exotics. If you need any other information, just ask. Also, if you want to add in some possible chinchilla names, I wouldn't mind. Wink, wink, nudge,
Bramble
nudge.
Pelt.
Thanks for everything, Megan.
Storm Scream.
Night Shadow.
Can I suggest Fluffy Rats Exotics?
Mm-hmm.
Because that says what they are without being coming right out and saying chinchillas. Chinchillas have been on the nose.
Can I suggest Chin Deep?
Chin Deep. Now, it does have to end with chinchillas or exotics. Those are the rules.
Chin Deep Exotics? Oh, that's not good.
That's not a good.
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that's not a
few
good.
Levels.
That
sounds like a website that opens up when you're on another website you shouldn't be on accidentally.
Ready to go chin deep?
How did you get chin deep?
Why is it that when what? Someone started dumping exotics, when it got waist deep, you weren't like, out? It didn't happen all at once.
I am chin deep in exotics right
now. That pit of exotics doesn't look so deep. I'm going to jump in and just see how it goes. Ah! I'm chin deep.
What about speed rats?
Speed rats?
Because that's what chinchillas are. They're like rats, but they dart back and forth very quickly.
Erotic exotics.
Okay. Now we're on to something.
Yeah. That's good. It's got like a little flow to it. What about Mussolini's chinchillas?
I mean, you want something classy.
Something classy.
How about Sacco Chinchillas?
Sacco Chinchillas.
And then your best thing is, like, you already have a gimmick. So, like, people come in, you're like, how about a sack of chinchillas? And, like, they can pay extra for the grab bag. And who knows what's in the grab bag?
Spoiled or dead chinchillas.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a good one.
Dead chinchillas.
People
name.
Come in like, "Hey, what the fuck, man?" And you're like, "No, no, no. They're very much alive. So would you like one?"
It's pronounced "yod."
How about tiny shitty cats?
Chinchillas, exotics.
There's got to be something.
Right? I think we've got.
Out of curiosity, are there any answers on that question?
Yeah, there's got to be some, right?
I mean, they're all very How about Clueless Money Grubbers Are Us? That's a little mean.
Excuse me?
Breeding any animal is not a business or a company. They're not making a profit.
I'm ruining things.
Oh, God. Ragged Telecaster says, I don't know about names, but I'll breed with your chinchillas if you like.
Oh, no!
Dude.
What? What did you say to me? You'll breed... Here, hey, do it on site and call it the worst thing you've ever seen, chinchillas.
The Island of Dr. Moreau, chinchillas.
A nightmare circus sideshow.
Everything you've ever feared in your life, chinchillas.
How about just chinchilla?
Maybe want to die.
How about Loose and Easy Chinchillas?
Bloodiest
Madam Chinchillas.
Madam Chinchillas.
Your first time around, you're going to want Rosie. She breaks in the newbies.
Yahoo Answers user Emerald A responded, I like Autumn Breeze exotics, but I am thinking Chinny Chinny Chillala. Chinchilla Cool Cats, or Chinchilla CCs for short.
Chinchilla CCs? What?
Is it? It is good to start out the name with C because one of the first listed in directories. And how about Chinny Chilled Out Cats? Lol. What the fuck are you saying?
Chinny Chilled Out Cats?
How about Fun Dip Baseball Disco Dance? Like, how about we just name a bunch of words that have nothing to do with the thing that she asked about?
So he says you should pick something with a C because it's one of the first letters. Like, you know the first one, right, dog? When I go on.
Yeah. You know there are maybe a few pages in the directory that precede Chinny Chilled Out Cats. You dumb fuck.
To be fair, everyone knows everyone just skips right over A and B because those are for pussies. You got to go right into the C. That's where the meat of the matter is.
Absolutely amazing. Chinny Chin Chin Chilla Cats.
Aardvarks. Chinchillas.
This is what you call your business. Aardvarks and chinchillas and not aardvarks.
Aardvarks, chinchillas, and just kidding about the aardvark exotics.
Just do a rebus with a picture of an aardvark plus chinchilla minus aardvark.
Because everybody knows that in the phone book, rebuses come first.
Go on in and watch a grown man fucking chinchilla.
Well, the rebus, we're back to that. The rebus for that is going to be a nightmare.
Here at aardvarks, chinchillas, and not aardvarks.
I came here to fuck aardvarks and chinchillas, and we're fresh out of aardvarks.
Take a chance. Would your parents explain sex if you put it in your Christmas wish list?
What?
There's additional details, but I feel like we need to address the first question first. Would your parents explain sex if you put it in your Christmas wish list? It sounds like he's asking, his parents never explain sex. I mean, that seems like a pretty important present, if they skipped out on that. I don't know about you guys, I received a series of lectures.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that he has to outsmart his parents about it. Like, oh, you got me. All right. I guess you gotta have the talk now. You did put it on your list. Good call.
Is this question asker wanting this information? Like, are they in need of this? Like, they know how to ask Yahoo to ask their parents?
Let me bust out the additional details.
Okay.
I'm 20 and still awful at it.
Oh, no.
Now, we just broke through the crust into the creepy, creepy mantle of this question.
Wow. So you are wanting sex tips.
Like,
You want to go to your mom and dad and say, "Hey, mom and dad, teach me how to Dougie." Mm-hmm. Like, is that what you're saying?
I mean, he is saying something like that.
I'm still terrible at it. I need mom and dad to teach.
Hey, daddy.
My daddy. I love you. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas,
Papa.
Do you enjoy your bowling ball? Good. I'm trying to rearrange some guts, and I could use some pro tips, Daddy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hey, I know it's Jesus'
Nothing
birthday.
Nothing says a family get-together, like sex tips.
And everything, but I'm getting laughed at over here. I'm getting some coital giggles that I could really do without. So if you have, like, a strategy guide that I could crack the spine of...
Hey, Daddy, after Rudolph, could you jot me down some charts, maybe some diagrams?
Just jot me out anything. Like a Venn diagram of what to do and where to do it.
Yeah. How to do it. How you do.
Take a chance. It's by Yahoo Answers user Poetic BBQ.
All right.
Who asks, Valentine's Day gift for my cougar? I'm seeing an older woman, me 30, her 43, and want to send her an awesome gift for Valentine's Day because I'm gone working on the road. We've been seeing each other for a couple months, and the coitus is pretty amazing. And
wanna good. Oh, good.
And want to get her something that is classy but not overbearing. Any ideas?
Hey, Greg's mom, that coitus was really outstanding.
I don't want to put this in the creepiest way imaginable. But that coitus felt really good on my genitals. What are you saying? That's so gross.
I know the perfect gift. Stop calling it coitus.
Can we... is it... possible that he's referring to an older female literal cougar.
It could be. It could
be. Get her some raw meat.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some raw meat.
I mean, why do you get a jungle cat? Like,
Maybe you should just make a commitment to take care of the horrible bi-species baby you created with all your coitus.
During your coitus.
Listen, Deborah Cat, when you have our terrible, terrible cougar man, I will take care of him. I will raise him as my own. I will not enlist him in public schools because he will consume the other children. But
this is like the fifth episode in a row where we've had to talk about half-human, half-animal hybrids. This is a very, very bestial podcast, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah. Gooseman, that's what happened like 20 episodes ago.
Man, what if Gooseman and Cougarman got together?
It's crazy.
I'd watch that show.
William H. Macy.
As everyone in the show.
Everyone in Cougarman and Gooseman. I would watch it. John Lithgow. What a great coup for Penguin Man.
Take a chance.
My name is Mike, and my wife's name is Darlene.
She's
made of Snuggies. Her parents are also Mike and Darlene, and her brother is named Mike. Wait for it. She wants to name our kids Mike and Darlene, but I think it's a bad idea. Am I overreacting? And he didn't sign it, but I'm going to guess it's Mike. Hey, Mike, that's a wicked bad idea.
Yeah.
His full name is Mike Darlene.
Hi, I'm Darlene Mikerson.
The third.
Mike. This is Mike, my brother Darlene. Mike, his sister Darlene, and our dog, Mark. Darlene.
Yeah, it's hard. Family reunions. Somebody says Mike and the whole house just burns down. Like, just. What? Who? What?
What if every Mike you've ever known is in this, like, up in the mix, up in this family? What if this is, like, some sort of, I don't know, some sort of legacy?
Or a cult.
Oh, Griffin, listen. I know this is weird to say at this time. It's the holidays and everything, but I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I saw Mike making out with Darlene.
Oh, no.
No, I know. No.
That's either incest I saw Mike or adultery.
Making out with Darlene.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. What are you over? You are underreacting if you're taking the time to write to us instead of filing divorce proceedings. What?
There's Mike no way. Your name.
There's no way that conversation doesn't go like this. Fuck it. Let's just call him Mike and Darlene. Like, there's no way it was, like, a coincidence that you came
it's
up
so
with
much
those names.
This, because you're assuming that everybody in this situation had a choice of what the next generation of people's names are going to be, right? So Mike and Darlene are either the parents of Mike or Darlene, but mm-hmm. whoever that child was had to go out in the world and find another person named Mike and Darlene that they can marry. Like, they're getting a fucking name monopoly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I've played it. This is bad, Mike. If we can call you Mike. Why don't you suggest naming the boy Darlene and the girl Mike?
Oh,
I love it.
Yes.
Tell her that's the only condition under which you'll accept it.
Mike is M-Y-K-E.
Oh, yeah.
E. And Darlene, you spell M-I-K-E.
It's pronounced Darlene.
It's pronounced Darlene. There's a silent Mike. And an invisible Darlene in there.
You know, Silent Mike and Invisible Darlene are my favorite new rap duo of 2010. Did you hear their one, their new album? It was an EP. It was very limited release, but it was really good.
You can only buy it if your name was Mike or Darlene.
Take a chance.
Don't prepare food in the bathtub.
It's like you guys have never given a public service announcement before. It's like playing poker with my sister's kids. Do you want me to do one?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Wait,
why don't you
okay,
do
you
one?
Go first.
Here, let me do one.
Yeah, you go first.
100 people every year get sucked down the drain. Get fucking look sharp. See? That's all you needed. And they can play that. They can syndicate that on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to try again?
Let me try. Yeah, let me try. I'll give it some okay. So this would be like free publicity for us, right?
Yeah, totally. If you even want to say like our names or like the name of the show. And all right. Then, okay.
All right. I want to try one. I don't have a good one.
God damn it, Justin.
I'm sorry. I thought I had it. This is so difficult. I want to
help people. Just died in the bath because of you.
Yeah. If they fell asleep because of your how boring and awful you are.
All right, here we go. Here we go. If your fingers are pruny, that means it's the sin coming out. Ask Jesus. I love you. My brother, me.
What?
That's brilliant. You've just saved some lives.
That's good because it's got a religious message, but also mm-hmm. I remind people that earthly love is real, and it's mine. I'm giving it to them.
How about this?
Okay.
The temperature of your water shouldn't exceed 115 degrees, or else it'll flay the flesh off of your bones and your baby's bones, my brother and me. Hey, don't jerk off in the bathtub. That's awful, my brother and me.
That washes down the drain and goes and mixes with everybody's water. And then you get somebody pregnant and have to pay child support, my brother and me.
The water you're in right now is like 0.000000% cum. Have a good bath. You'll never be clean again. My brother.
Take a chance. Travis, all of this like great comedy that feels as fresh as the day it was created.
Yeah.
Has gotten me pretty hungry.
Well, I guess you could just like go to a vending machine and eat some shit. And then make yourself feel like shit and look like shit and just be shit.
I don't want to be shit, Travis. Help me.
Of course you don't want to be shit, Justin. You want to go to naturebox.com and sign up for their free delivery service of delicious snacks.
That sounds pretty good. I could get into that. Yeah. Some BBQ kettle kernels, maybe. Some everything bagel sticks. South Pacific plantain chips. That sounds good to me.
I mean, it's really an amazing deal. Teresa and I are members. And our last box, like, we got it and we're still eating it. It's so filling and so good that it really, like, lasts till the next box comes. We got stuff left over and our next box comes, like, tomorrow. So it's an amazing deal with really, like, good for you. You know, they got snacks if you're gluten conscious. They got stuff if you're looking for non-GMO stuff. Nothing artificial. It's really amazing. And it gets even more amazing because if you sign up now,
I will.
And use the promo code and go to naturebox.com/mybrother. You get 50% off your first order.
That's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane.
And delivery is always free.
That's freaking amazing, Travis. Thank you so much for telling me about naturebox.com/mybrother. And I'm going to head over there right now. But while this webpage is loading, I'm getting bored. I'm bored. I was hungry, now I'm bored. I'm really a fussy baby today. Clip shows make me so fussy.
So fussy. Woo!
Travis, help me. Entertain me.
I mean, you could do what we've literally talked about 100 times in the last couple months and go to HuluPlus.com. How many of you are not Hulu Plus members?
What is wrong with you?
Do you live in some kind of spider hole cave type thing?
Don't you want to watch The Prophet? Don't you want to watch Grimm? Don't you want to watch Saturday Night Live clips? Don't you want to, I mean, like, it's all on there waiting for you.
Now you're just doing it to be spiteful.
You're just doing it to hurt me. HuluPlus.com is amazing. They've got Family Guy. They've got Community, South Park, some Doctor Who, Grimm, SNL, The Prophet, like we talk about every time. It's amazing, and it'll stream to all your devices. It's fantastic. HuluPlus.com is the greatest entertainment service ever launched. There's a new show called Deadbeat about a comedy about a pot-smoking guy that talks to ghosts. That's just there.
You're welcome.
You can just watch it.
Why do you have to hurt me like this?
You're killing me. Okay, you don't want to pay for it. Oh, that's fine. This is still America. We do still have to pay for things. Except we can get you a month for $8 normally. That's normal. $8 a month. But we're going to get you 2 weeks free. Yeah, no problem. No big deal. Go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother and you'll get 2 weeks full access to Hulu Plus and it's completely free.
This is what I picture. People are going to do that, do the 2 weeks thing. I'm going to hop on for 2 weeks. I'm going to watch all of it in 2 weeks and then I'm going to dip out. But here's what you're going to find, people. You can't. There's way too much and you have to sleep or you'll die. And so you're going to watch it and go, well, I can't stop now. I just have to stay on Hulu Plus forever because it's such an amazing deal and all the shows are here. Go, people. Go now. I feel like this has been the most sales pitchy we've ever been. It's wonderful. I love it so much.
Griffin normally evens this out. I want to tell you guys real quick before we let you get back to the clips about making things beautiful / making beautiful things. It's an interactive book. The website is beautiful. It's makingthingsbeautiful.net. And it's an interactive book about the difficulties with the human drive to create and the delight of that human drive.
It covers ideas like perfectionism, inspiration, and resonance. And they talk about all kinds of really wonderful how we create, why we create. And not only that, it's interactive. There's illustrations. There's work by other creative people and concepts from artists, philosophers, and authors. It's really an amazing, amazing idea.
Yeah, it's awesome just to look at the webpage about the thing, and so imagine how good the thing is. You should get it right now. That's at makingthingsbeautiful.net. And you can also follow Scott Garner, spelled just the way it sounds, to hear what else Scott's making.
And that's available. The book itself is available on Apple iBooks, on your Mac or iPad. And you can even download a free chapter or buy it for half price through the end of May. So
that sounds like a deal.
It is a deal. We're full of deals today.
Yeah, we're just tossing out bargains like it's a parade of bargains. That's all of the our sponsors for this week. Thank you so much to all of them for supporting us. And now we're going to get back to the jokes, the old jokes,
the yucks,
Enjoy.
Take a chance. You want to eat? Do you want to eat or snort or somehow imbibe this PCP? sorry, guys. PCP? Bad for me.
Do you want to help me drink this empty squeeze-it bottle of PCP? That's what they keep them in. They melt the top of the lighter. They drink the squeeze-it, then they melt the top of the lighter.
Well, that's why it's so popular as a drug. It's because
they fill it with PCP.
There's so much impetus to squeeze it.
Sure, who wouldn't want to squeeze it? Who are these people that are constantly having to turn down drugs?
And why can't they just say no? Is the dealer going to be like, that wasn't creative enough, take this?
Try again. I need to feel it. I need to feel that you really don't want my drugs that I bought.
Could you, if only you had rhymed, I wouldn't be shoving this PCP in your mouth and eyes.
Or possibly ears or nose.
Or ears or nose.
Perhaps butthole. I don't know how it's distributed. I don't know about PCP very... Angel dust, Griffin. Angel dust.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, angel dust.
Probably snort. That actually sounds kind of nice.
Take a chance.
It's by Yahoo Answers user ? Who asks...
Okay.
Ooh.
I need to perform a colonoscopy to myself. I need a colonoscopy performed on me, but unfortunately, in these economic times, I cannot afford a doctor. I'm pretty sure I could do it myself, but what should I get to perform? The only store near me is a Home Depot, so the tools need to be from there. What items should I get? I have a very low budget, so don't pick anything too expensive.
A rubber hose.
You're kind of tying our hands. I want a homemade colonoscopy, but I got maybe... $8 that I can drop on this.
I found in a wallet
at Camden Park, and now I'm going to spend on a butt camera. Can you help?
Now,
okay.
I can't imagine the kind of yoga one has to go into to operate self butt camera.
The tech.
You can't afford
it. The tech required is outrageous. I would say the smallest camera that I own is my iPhone 4, and even that is going to be, if you'll forgive the term, a stretch.
The thing that bothers me is not just that he doesn't just want to do a home one. He wants to do a home one on the cheap. You can't say, I'm going to be cutting. Yeah, you're already cutting the biggest corner. There are no other corners to cut. It's oblong now. You can no longer cut corners. You're out of them.
I'm all about cut the corner. Pioneer spirit. I'm all about DIY. I'm all about looking up shit on the internet and then doing that shit without getting help from other people.
Looking up shit in your what?
But not... But this is a bridge too far, dog.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
This is
you. I love value. Everybody who knows me, they say
Justin Bargainhire. That's what everybody calls me. This is too much. And, you've gone too far.
And 9 months ago, before we started doing this show, like, I would have thought this was a joke. But, like, reading the answers is, like, it's a real concern.
Yeah, it's a real concern.
Take a flexible, hollow, half-inch diameter flex hose about 2 or 3 feet long.
Stop it.
This is not... Take a webcam housing off around the lens and circuit board. Run a cable attached to webcam lens and circuit board through the hose. Insert circuit board into flex hose and mount camera lens even with the tip of a hose. Grind a flashlight lens down into the diameter of the hose. Cover lens. Plug your computer in and turn the webcam on. Ram the device up your ass and look for
the
call.
Step 6, kill self.
Can I make a humble suggestion of maybe sell your fucking computer and get a colonoscopy? Like, as long as we're thinking outside the box?
Can we start a fundraising drive to get this dude to a colonoscopist?
Why is that the plan? How about what are some ways I can get some more money? Like, I need more money.
I guarantee if you went to any doctor and said, I'm thinking about giving myself a self-colonoscopy unless you do it for free,
the doctor would do it for free. I'm going to hurt myself in my butt really bad if you do not come and give me a hand here.
I'm going to give it to you straight, Doc. You can either A, give me a free colonoscopy, or B, dig a homemade colonoscopy camera out of my butthole in 2 hours.
You decide.
This is how we're going to get healthcare. This is how we're going to get healthcare pushed through Congress. Is everybody calls their local representative and says, hey, I'm about to irreversibly damage my rectal wall if you do not get this shit approved. Hey, Obama. Hey, Obama, I'm going to hurt myself.
The goodness was on you, bro.
Yes, we can stick a webcam up our assholes.
The good news, I appear to be cancer-free. Bad news, I'm never not defecating. Anytime you see me, I'm basically...
I broke whatever flange or cap is supposed to be there.
Take a chance.
I would like to believe enough in humanity that it's not that every woman is... instantly attracted to a guy because he is married, but I think it's more that you become more comfortable. You're not trying to impress anyone. I mean, you've already got, you know, your significant other, so you're not working at it, which instantly makes you more attractive.
Like, so true. That's it. 100%. Brain married. That's what I call it. You got to be brain married.
I like that. I like that a lot.
How deep does that inception go, though? Like, I mean, I need obviously a name. For my brain wife, right? Mm-hmm. I would need a name and like a story of how we met, how I met your brain mother. Like, I'm saying I could invent an entire scenario around a person and then not let anybody know about it except for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can do that. Like, I've played Dungeons and Dragons. I'm totally capable of suspending entire, you know, worlds in my mind's eye.
And it's ironic. Those two skills dovetail so nicely. Yes.
Because I know that when I'm trying to stop impressing women, the first thing I do is talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
Hi. And you know what? A lot of people try to keep this their brainwife secret. I say you open with it. I say, hi, my name is Griffin. I have an imaginary wife and a great skill at playing Dungeons and Dragons. Would you like to dance with me?
And you know something? My favorite Decemberists album is The Brainwife, so... I just wanted to... I thought I'd kill that conversation.
Take a chance.
What is the best way to greet a girl when you first meet her? Is shaking hands awkward? Is it appropriate to give a sideways hug? Context. Perhaps, like, on a first date. Or a blind date. Recently, my grandmother hooked me up with a date with this girl she met during a Zumba class.
Uh-huh. What is that?
Zumba.
Zumba. Go on.
Yeah, it's like Brazilian yoga or something.
What's your grandmother doing there?
I don't know. I talked to the girl on Facebook, and she was very much interested in meeting up with me to go on a date. How do I greet her in such a way as to give a good lasting impression that will set the tone for the rest of the day? God, that's tough. If you shake hands, you're setting a weird tone.
Yeah, don't shake hands.
And definitely don't side hug.
Oh, you're damned. Here's what you can't. All right, I'm going to list off all the things you absolutely cannot do.
Okay, hit me.
Don't do nothing. That's
uh-huh.
Her. Don't shake her hand. That sets a bad tone. Don't hug her. Don't kiss her.
No high fives.
No high fives. No physical contact. whatsoever. So don't not touch her, but don't touch her, whatever you do.
Yeah. Or don't do nothing there.
Chest bump.
Don't
what do about nothing. A chest bump?
That's touch. Don't do that. Because you know, awfully. Don't. There's some sensitive stuff up on the top.
What about just the first time you meet her, just slow dance with her?
Ooh, that's good. That's ooh, nice. You know what you should do? Zumba her. Just Zumba all over.
You know, if you do go in for a chest bump, though, that's a pretty clear message about what kind of night the girl's going to have.
Yeah. She's this is going to be terrible for both of us. Give it.
Essentially, if you stand across the way, just slap your chest going, hey, bro, chest bump.
Here it comes.
Chest bump, bro, chest bump.
I'm going to bruise those. You're going to have a bad night. I'm not paying.
I didn't bring any money.
I stole your wallet when I chest bumped you. You're paying, I guess, by extension. So don't do any of those things.
Don't do anything, but don't do nothing.
Why don't we bring back kissing her hand?
No, God.
Drop to one knee, kiss her hand. Make sure you're wearing a fedora, and make sure you're within eyesight of me so I can come kick the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Dullard.
What about pinky swear?
How about a pinky swear that we're going to be in love?
Maybe this is the kind of thing that you should... decide with her ahead of time on Facebook.
When I see you, what is the proper...
How should I touch you?
You know, you're wondering...
Tell me how to touch you. God damn it.
I want to touch you, right? When we first meet. You know you're wondering about the right moment to say I love you. You found it. That's right. This is it, right here. She won't think about what you're doing with your hands.
I think you want to touch me, too.
Yeah, I think you'd like to touch me. I think I would like to touch you. We don't know each other well. I want to make sure when I touch you... And now listen, I can't stress this enough. You really have to type this whole paragraph before you send it. Because if you send this piecemeal, there's a good chance you're going to lose her midstream. She's going to see the whole thought, see it through to the end. Because if you just open with, I want to touch you...
You can't. No. Just send her an email that says, could you wear clothing with brightly marked areas where it's okay for me to touch you?
Can you
just
wear a circle a here? Hyper-colored t-shirt when you touch?
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
You should probably just not go on the date.
You should probably just stay home and
just cancel it just for you.
Not in the bathtub.
Take a chance.
This is by Yahoo Answers user Dearest Love, who asks, Friend might be a robot. Help?
Okay.
So my best friend of 15 years might be a robot. She beeps and boops and has a crazy phobia of water. And sometimes she spazzes out like a machine overheating. Should I confront her and be like, I think you might be a robot, or leave it alone? Help.
Now listen, straight up.
This is
everyone's immediate reaction is going to be to mock this person?
No.
Yeah, what the fuck? What if?
It's an epidemic.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. If we don't listen to these people, we are losing our first line of defense.
This is how they get us.
Yeah.
When someone someday has a friend who is secretly a robot, when they come, and they will, there's going to be at least one. It has to start somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there has to be a first.
And everyone thinks it's going to be Will Smith, who's going to be that person who flips it. But yeah. I think it's going to be people like you and me and Dearest Love.
Yeah.
Let's get the conversation started. Here's a response by Yahoo Answers user James, who says, splash her with water and be like, oh, sorry, I thought you were a robot. If she dies, she was a robot.
Okay. Fundamental problem right here. People aren't using their fucking noodle. Uh-huh. If she's a witch, she'll die too.
Oh.
Maybe you don't. Yeah. Think about that. What's up? Mind freak. The preferred response here is to close her off in a room with no access to electricity or food or water for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then if she dies without electricity,
robot
or food or water, she's a robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's science.
You could ask her to divide by zero, just see what that does to her noodle.
Right. Oh, shit, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to pose a logic puzzle to her.
Yeah, like, could God make a rock so big that he couldn't move it? Like,
yeah.
If it's a religious robot, I guess, and not a religion bot.
I'm Bibley, the Bible bot.
Bible bot.
I know all the verses. What if you were to say, hey, pi. What was pi again, that number? And then, like, try to remember it. And if she goes any more than, like, 4 or 5 digits, I'm going to go ahead and call robot.
Mm-hmm. Well, she might have that Rayman thing. Oh, fuck, is Rayman a robot?
Yes.
Ah! That would be so much better now.
Ask her to watch AI, and if she enjoys it, she's a robot.
Rain Man is basically Minority Report now. No, it's like Minority Report prequel, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Take a chance.
Holy shit, you are in Good Will Hunting. You are living Good Will Hunting. It is like Baltimore Good Will Hunting. It's like The Wire beats Good Will Hunting.
I haven't seen Good Will Hunting. What's it about?
It's about two friends taking Hollywood by storm.
Okay.
Enlisting the help of a wizard named
Patch Adams.
A wizard of comedy named Patch Adams, and going on to Oscar gold. That's the movie.
It sounds like a fucking tight movie.
It's fucking badass.
Is that on Netflix? Good.
And yeah, what they do, they hunt Patch Adams throughout the course of the movie. It's pretty badass, actually.
This
they
movie sounds incredible.
Every time they catch him, he gives them some Hollywood wisdom, like, oh, like that. And they're like,
whoa, oh, please exactly. Tell me that was your Robin Williams.
My
carve
Robin
me
Williams.
Off another slice of that, please.
My Robin Williams is basically my dead knight. Just FYI. And so it's either, oh, daddy, I'm going to fresco daddy. That's my dead knight. Here's my Robin Williams. Oh, oh, oh Mr. Hammer.
That's not like bad. That.
It's kind of like Artie meets Ted Knight.
Can you do Robin Williams doing one of Robin Williams' like trademark voices? Can you give me one of those?
Yeah. Oh, today. Oh, yeah. Daddy. What a fresco daddy.
Who's Danny?
Right back into Ted Knight from Caddyshack.
Okay.
It kind of vacillates. Man, I'm
sorry.
So this is what Good Will Hunting is about.
Okay.
Take a chance.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Taco B, who asks, ladies, Xmas gift? Ladies, if you sexual partner asked for you to walk on him with your high heels for Christmas, and that's the only gift he wants this year, would you do that for him? Would you step on his privates for him with your sexiest heels if he proved it does not harm him at all?
I like that he clears up it's the only thing he wants for Christmas.
Like, well, I should hope so. You can't be like, I'd like you to crush my genitals with your sexiest heels and also a Kindle.
This seems like kind of a shitty present.
Yeah, it is.
By anyone's standards, like, even if you're into this kind of thing, like, even if you were the biggest, like, ball crush fan on the planet, this seems like...
And I am.
Yeah. Not a lot of thought went into this.
Yeah.
It's like, Griffin really loves mixing bowls. Let's get him a mixing bowl for Christmas. That's far too obvious. That's way too obvious. You didn't think of... No heart, no love went into that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to flip it on him. Make him think that you're going to step on his balls for Christmas. And then maybe, like, step on his butthole. Like, it's a new thing that he doesn't know about. But maybe he'll be just as big a fan. Discovery. That's the real gift here.
She needs to do is Christmas Eve... sneak into the room wearing a Santa suit and her sexiest heels.
Okay.
And he's like asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
He's conked out, visions of sugar plums dancing in his head, and then she just crushes his balls. And his sugar plums. He just crushes his sugar plums. Do you think that he would have time to get aroused, or do you think he would, like, your fight or flight would kick in?
Oh man, I would be out of there. Would be a griffin-shaped cloud in the bed.
Take a chance.
What's a bris?
I think it's a party that Jewish people throw when the circumcision happens.
Oh, so it's a party. It's a party for getting your wiener cut off, which is actually ironically the exact opposite of a divorce party.
Yeah, or the same. Am I right, women? Brank.
Like, that's what I was going for, but
I didn't
you got it because she's leaving you. So it's like you're getting it put back on, you know,
like you're getting the getting the hoodie, like, or penis put back on,
you know, like on King of Queens.
Can they do that?
Did you ever see that one on King of Queens?
wait, excuse me. Are you saying that there was an episode of King of Queens in which Kevin James had his wiener chopped off and then sewn back on?
Had his circumcision?
It was an arc. I mean, it wasn't all in one
repaired.
Episode.
How many episodes was that arc?
It was like a two-ep arc. It was like a season ender to be continued.
So it was like a cliffhanger.
Don't you guys remember that ad campaign between the third and fourth season when there was a bunch of billboards with Kevin James with just his penis stump exposed? And say, what will happen? And then George Costanza's dad was looking at, like, disapprovingly, like, not again. And then Leah Remini was like, get it back.
So who in this situation cut off his wiener? Was it a mystery?
Yeah, it was like
that was what provided the suspense at the button of the end of the first half of the arc.
Turned out it was Maggie Simpson.
Guys, this is the weirdest fucking episode we've ever done.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Take a chance.
Have you guys ever heard of cutting a hole in the bottom of a popcorn bucket?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You could do that with a bowling ball. It's going to take some flexibility, and it's going to take some dedication, and it's going to take some butter, but you are going to do it. You're going to pull it off.
It cannot feel good, though.
Cannot, like, it will not be pleasurable. It will be raw and no.
So you're
not like
saying,
you're thinking.
Dig it deep in there. Like
so
stick
deep.
Your prick like right in the back of the bowling ball, like on the opposite side of the three holes, so that when she tucks her three fingers in there, like
what's up?
There's a chance she may graze.
Yep. She puts her two fingers and thumb in there, gives you a Minnesota pincher. And you are off to the races.
Oh, man.
But it is so important that she realizes what you've done before she bowls.
Oh, God.
So important.
You have got to figure out getting into the situation. If you thought that was hard, try getting out of it. It is. Wow.
Wait.
My dick's in the wall.
Yes, Travis, that's what we were talking about.
Take a chance.
You know what I love?
What?
You don't kill a horse. You destroy it. The term for putting a horse down, which is like the saddest thing ever. I'm not making light of that, except I totally am. You destroy them.
Like you throw the horse into the fires of Mount Doom.
That's basically what we're saying. Like, I guess it sounds inhumane to be like, oh, my horse can't walk, so I totally... emptied a clip
murdered
in his
it.
Dome. I popped a bullet in his bubble goose. You don't do that. That's not enough. That's not what he deserves. He deserves to be destroyed.
He could come back.
Oh, I obliterated that fucking pony.
Hey, Justin.
Me and Robbie
went
to Packers last night. Just got destroyed.
Why are we riding towards Mordor, Justin? Well, Robbie, Justin, are you going to pitch me into the fires of Mount Doom? God, this is awkward. I do need to destroy you.
Like, the more you say it, the more ridiculous it gets. It sounds like you're, like, talking about your robot best friend who turned evil. Like they have...
I must destroy him. The horse shall be no more.
Like, there's a button underneath their saddle. If you push it, it just sends horse meat everywhere. Like,
yeah, like
self-destruct button.
I love you, Secretariat, but I'm gonna fucking gib you. Like, you're done.
I'm gonna hit you with a rocket launcher, Robbie. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Horses.
What big fucking stupid animals? What
They're
other
sorry.
Animal is like, I broke my leg. Now I have to be destroyed.
Take a chance.
It's exciting news, if this is the first place you're hearing about it. It's still pretty exciting, even if you already know. My brother and me has joined with the Maximum Fun Network, Voltron-like.
We are the left foot of the Maximum Fun robot.
Right.
Could we also be like Megazord? Does it have to be Voltron, or can we go into like Mighty Morphin Power? I'm more comfortable with Mighty Morphin
Power. Ideally, we would be like Dragonzord, and we could be like our whole other mech, but I don't think that we'd reach
I'm not
that
going
level.
Down this road with you guys. There are new people listening.
No, I'm just
this.
Saying we pull out our magic Green Ranger flute, and we summon the Dragonzord.
I can't do it!
We don't have to make a big deal out of it.
I can't do this with the AO. I can't do it.
Oh, you're thinking more of like a white saber-toothed tiger, like Tommy, the Red Ranger, when he came back.
One more word, I'll quit. I swear to Jesus. No, this is an advice show for the modern era. We take
and
a combination.
A Power Rangers fan cast.
And a Power Rangers fan cast. We used to do VR Troopers 2, but that well ran dry.
If we get into Beetleborgs, I quit.
We had a brief Big Bad Beetleborgs phase, but we grew out of that pretty quickly.
Yeah, we now it's pretty much just advice and Power Rangers and tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills. But
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Take a chance.
Put another log on there. It's a toasty show.
Ooh. It's funny to me that you should mention, you know, depending on your location, because just this year I realized that just because it's snowing here doesn't mean it's snowing everywhere in the world. Like,
that's,
I really
interesting, Travis.
Whoa, really?
Yeah,
this is like a Rap and Beats level confession.
Yeah, it really was like winter here is not winter everywhere else, and I had no idea. I just assumed when it got cold here, the entire world was cold, mm-hmm. and that's apparently not how the world works.
That's like some Trav. That's like some Middle Ages shit.
Yeah, that's about the goddamn dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why? This is my brother, and my pet canary that somehow gained the ability to talk.
Take a chance.
National Eye Donor Month.
Okay, let's do it right now. We don't need to go any further.
Yeah, I'm going down
National
the list.
National Eye Donor Month.
Nothing beats
friends,
eye donors.
March is National Eye Donor Month. So think about it. Are your kids really worth looking at with both? My brother, and me.
Look around. See the flowers blooming and the children smiling. Well, some people can't, Stingy. Give up one of them. My brother, and me.
That one didn't flow quite as well as you anticipated, did it?
No.
How about this one? You know that Jessica Alba movie, The Eye, where she gets the eye donation, and then she sees demons, and it really fucks her shit up? That only happens, like, one out of every five eye donations. So don't worry about it. My brother, and me.
It's like taking your contacts out, only, like, times 1,000. My brother, and me.
There you go. See you back on the horse.
Eye patches. Uh-huh.
What else are you going to do with all those eye
like
patches?
It's like a permanent wink. My brother, and me.
Take a chance.
Well, the holidays are coming up, and I have a big bin full of worn-out underwear that our family has been accumulating for a while. I know I need some cushioning material for shipping out holiday gifts. Is it acceptable to use the underwear for this purpose? Of course, the present will be inside a wrap box inside the shipping box, so it's not like it will be inside the gift. BQ, what's your favorite winter holiday song?
What kind of fucking family are you in?
I think my favorite winter holiday song is You Ruined Our Christmas with your stinky, awful old underwear that you wrap around the iPod.
Why does your family have a bin of worn-out underwear?
Well, additional details. Our family tries very, very hard to be eco-friendly. We don't have anything else to use, and the thought of buying extra paper or bubble wrap to waste makes me cry for the earth. You know what makes me cry for the earth? Your stinky, awful underwear wrap that you're shipping through. You're shipping it through the U.S. Postal Service. I send my rent check to my landlord through that. I could open up. You might live in my neighborhood. I might open up the mailbox and get like a fucking pungent, like a foamy spume of your fucking stinky old underwear that hits me in the nose and stays with me for the rest of my life.
It makes me mad that it sounds like you've already made this decision, because you've been collecting this underwear for a while now.
Yeah! What have you been doing? Where are you keeping it? Hey, dude, if you have to send it in dirty underwear, it ain't a gift!
It's a gift. God damn it. I don't, like, these green questions are straight bombing me out. They're really harshing my mellow. I wouldn't give a fuck if the Earth had, like, 6 years left in it. If the Earth had 4 years left in it and people didn't send underwear through the U.S. Postal Service, like, that's a trade-off I'm willing to make. It can go 2012 up in 2016 as long as people stop pooping in bags and sending their dirty-ass underwear to their aunt.
Well, all I can think is there has to come a moment where, like, you go to pull out a pair of underwear and you're like, oh, this is covered in stains and the elastic is shot, and your mom's like, put it in the bin. Like,
put it right in the bin.
Get it in the bin. No, fucking throw that shit out.
Throw it away. You're not going to reuse those textiles. Don't fucking kid yourself. Hey, check out my new winter coat. Lots of boxers went into this one.
Take a chance.
This one was sent in by Curly Head Poet. Thank you, Curly Head Poet. It's by Yahoo Answers user Amy, who asks, oh, man, does anyone know of any other grandpa names?
Oh, no.
It can't listen to the parameters, please.
Okay, all right, all right.
It cannot be Poppy, Grandpa, or Pop-Pop. Gramps sounds like cramps. Don't go there.
Don't. Don't
additional, additional details. And please, no names in other languages. This is America. We speak English.
Did she say that?
Awesome. Awesome.
That's yeah, awesome.
No.
Definitely. Awesome. Amy, cool. Any P vowel P
vowel
sound.
Yeah.
You can, you're fine. Like PP. Well, maybe not that.
No, not that.
Nope.
Papo.
Papo, that's good.
Popey.
Peepums.
As long as there's two P's.
Go see your peepums.
Go.
This is my peepums.
Daryl, go see your peepums.
My peepums always has the hardest, crumbliest chewing gum.
Don't. Now, Daryl, don't you eat peepums nasty gum. You know what happened last time.
Peepums nasty gum sounds like a product that we should copyright immediately.
Oh, God.
I just purchased a pack of peepums old-timey nasty gum.
You're still in the juicy fruit? That's bitch gum. I'm in a Peepum's nasty gum.
Fuck your fruit stripes.
The thing about Peepum's nasty gum is that you have to put the emphasis on a different syllable every time you say it.
Peepum's not even good. Oh, Peepum's, don't you give him that nasty gum. He's just a lot to care for it. Wow, Trav, I am spent. That was just a lot of great humor.
I feel like people don't appreciate how hard it is for us to recreate those bits in their entirety live as we're recording.
Doing Griffin's voice alone is exhausting.
Yeah.
Thank you to HuluPlus.com for support. Not HuluPlus.com. Thank you to Hulu Plus for supporting our program. They got thousands of hit shows anywhere. Anytime, you can stream them, and you can get a free trial at HuluPlus.com/mybrother.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Bear. Do you want to say something nice about Nature Box now, Travis?
Yeah. Hey, do you like snacks?
Yes.
Remember what we talked about like 30 to 40 minutes ago?
About snacks?
About snacks? Do you remember? Go to NatureBox.com and check it out. At least do yourself a favor and go look at all the different options. I promise you, you won't be able to look away. So go to naturebox.com/mybrother to get 50% off your first order. Trust me, it's worth it. Go check it out.
So you're going to go to naturebox.com/mybrother, huluplus.com/mybrother, and makingthingsbeautiful.net. There's not a /mybrother on there, but I'm sure he'll get a custom domain going eventually. Go to all those. And also, while you're typing in URLs, why not go to boatparty.biz? There is a big ass cruise with all the coolest people that have ever lived on planet Earth, and they're sailing the ocean blue with the Atlantic Ocean Comedy Music Festival July 25th through the 28th. They've got so many great guests. Moshe Kasher is going to be there. Carol Kolb, Kyle Kinane, Natasha Leggero, our dear friend John Roderick of the Long Winters, and many, 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 many others. So don't miss out on that. It's at boatparty.biz. One last thing, mbmbam.brownpapertickets.com. That's our show in LA at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern this Wednesday.
And speaking of John Roderick, I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of the theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. I feel like we do that every week, and really it's 100% because it's such an amazing album that people need to listen to it. I won't rest
until everyone has listened to it. So there. And that's going to do it for us here, my brother Meath. I hope you enjoy.
Real quick,
We have
three live shows coming up in New York next week. It's going to be just a marathon day, so make sure you send in all the Yahoo answers you can. If you're going to be at the shows, send in questions specific, like, say, you know, 1 p.m. show, 4 o'clock, whatever they are, so that we can do your questions there live and call you out and embarrass you.
And we will try to hang out after all those shows as much as we can. We're going to be a little exhausted, what with them doing three shows, but we will do our best. because we love you and we're there to see you, really, when we get right down to it. So that's it. That's we don't have a final Yahoo. Travis, make up a final Yahoo out of whole cloth.
So this Yahoo answers comes from Steven. Steven asks, why is my wiener sad?
That's not bad. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.